Eddie Grant, I Don't Want to Dance, a BBC Hannah from Worcester. Thank you to Julie's mom, who called to tell me off, because I told Julie off about the traffic lights at Hably. Apparently, they've moved the lights which were on Hably Road back onto the main road again. I'll check it out tonight. We'll find out more about it. We'll get to the bottom of this. Don't you worry, Julie. Now, I spoke to Nick Tausig yesterday about his book called Guerrilla Guerrilla. We've learnt all about how he came up with the idea of the orphan boy and the orphan gorilla. But where does the story go after that?
It's really about a young child soldier who meets and befriends a young orphan gorilla. So, in fact, both the boy and the gorilla are orphans, and they meet and come together, and the play on it's difficult on the radio, the play on Guerrilla Guerrilla is essentially it's using, you know, that Genesis species, which for gorillas anyway is Guerrilla Guerrilla.
Yeah.
So it's a play on that, and it's really, I suppose, about the relationship between man and gorilla, really. It was quite fun. I mean, I think the construct was actually the gorilla actually ends up being a bit more lucid and smart than the human being in the book. I mean, it's really a book that's trying to encourage us, not to carry on hunting the primates, because certainly in Africa at the moment there's still a problem with the bushmeat trade, and the gorilla populations are dwindling significantly. And the organisation that helped me research the book, which is an organisation called the Gorilla Organisation, that used to be the Diane Fossey Fund, she was the lady, you know, that did Gorillas in the Mist.
Yeah.
Essentially, they do a lot of work there, really, just encouraging the local community, you know, not to poach, and also, you know, to try and conserve the gorilla's environment as much as possible.
Now, the boy soldier is the narrator of the story. It's gripping, moving stuff. He's obviously influenced by Ojo?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Are you pleased with the outcome?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it's tough, really, because I don't think I could ever really do him justice from the point of view that he, what was difficult, really, was that I, at one stage, actually was going to write very much Ojok's story, because I met him and was moved by what he told me. But then, at the same time, I'm a novelist, so it's fiction. So I had to actually just use a bit of poetic license there. And I'm happy with it. It's interesting, I don't know. It's funny, I went to see Ojok actually 2 months ago and actually gave him the book, and I said, here's the book, you know, and thank you so much for everything and blah, 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 blah. And I don't know whether or not, you know, he's happy with it. It's funny, really, because, of course, his story is so personal to him.
Yes.
There's only so much I could do to get to it, if you see what I'm saying.
Was he excited about the fact that you were going to write a book?
Yes, he was. Yeah, I think he was. I mean, you know, I think he knows, you know, he's kind of like, he's quite a wise old 16-year-old now, but I think he knows that actually that essentially, you know, part of the exercise he knew that this was a fundraising exercise, and also it's just about increasing awareness on it. And he's quite media savvy, actually. This is funny, really. You've got this 16-year-old kid from Uganda who's actually probably more media savvy than I am, actually. He understands it, he gets it, he knows what needs to be done to raise awareness and raise money, etc., etc.
Now, you've co-written a feature film, Just Left of Heaven, and you've been executive producer of BAFTA-nominated documentary Taking Liberties. Any chance that Guerrilla Guerrilla will become a film?
It'd be lovely if it did. Be lovely if it did. I mean, actually, it'd be wonderful, actually. I think they probably have to... They either need an incredibly well-trained gorilla, and actually, I haven't met very many well-trained gorillas.
Or a costume.
Well, exactly. Yes, actually, that's not a bad idea. Or certainly they need someone like Peter Jackson to do some amazing CG.
Yes.
I was completely entranced by the movie, actually, when I saw King Kong. And while I was writing the book, actually, I found myself watching that gorilla about 30, 40 times, countless times. But actually, it's amazing what he did with that gorilla. I mean, because I spent... I spent 6 days in Cameroon, actually, with a load of orphan gorillas, you know, and, I was with them, for long periods of time, and actually, he's spot on how he's done that gorilla. It's perfect, actually.
Nick, thanks for talking today, and all the best with Guerrilla Guerrilla.
Thank you very much.
Nick Tausig, BBC, Hereford, Worcester. Domestic violence can take many forms. It's...